or if we're not successful in helping students become self-regulated learners, ultimately they're going to fail because we can't be with them at all times. And the demands of the situation that they're facing is going to continually change. And they need to be able to change with it and to regulate how they're learning in light of these new demands that they're coming across. So that's a part of the instructional process. It's not just teaching a specific strategy. Here are the steps of the strategy. Now let's practice it. Now let's apply it. No, it's also having ongoing conversations with them about what good learning looks like, what it feels like, what failure feels like, and how you deal with failure, and how you back up, do some self-talking, self-regulation, how you seek out some assistance within your environment, and so forth, so that you can go at it again and be successful.